From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kara Thomas. And here are some of the stories we're following this week. A joint city-county EDA committee formed to look at the viability of the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority, or EDA, is considering the possible sale of Superior National Golf Course. At the EDA's monthly meeting Tuesday, March 9th, the idea of selling Superior National Golf Course seemed to take EDA board members by surprise and was not well received.
I'm outraged by it. I'm totally outraged by it. I'm sorry and apologize for it, but this really gets under my skin. That's a beautiful asset to Cook County.
Hal Greenwood wasn't alone in his dismay at the thought of selling the public golf course. Mark Sambo is on the EDA's golf course committee.
Exactly. One of the things about the golf course is I think you'd find very few people who would be interested in buying it without the land around it. And the land around it, you know, for homes, to build homes on, the land around it is owned by George Nelson. So, I mean, that there's not going to be any benefit to somebody buying a golf course other than running a golf course. And the other part of it that I think is that has to be brought out, and I said this at a couple of our meetings before, it's the only municipal golf course that I have found that is not subsidized by the public entity that owns it.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you know, the city has a golf course, it has 9-hole golf course. They subsidize it every year, and no one complains about that. The county has a golf course. It's the EDA's, but the EDA is the county's. And the county does not subsidize the golf course. Yes, we get a bridge loan. I mean, we do every year. We borrow $200,000 and we pay it back. We borrow $200,000 and we pay it back. And that's only, it's a cash flow problem, not a monetary problem. So I don't think there's no reason for us to look at trying to sell this at this point in time.
It's not a good option. Another reason is we'd lose control of it. It's a valuable asset to Cook County.
Yes.
The joint committee looking into the future of the EDA is made up of County Commissioners Bob Fenwick and Bruce Martinson, Grand Marais Mayor Sue Hakes, City Councilor Tim Kennedy, EDA Board members Jim Hall and Mike Litfin, City Administrator Mike Roth, and EDA Director Matt Gerritschlager. Mayor Sue Hakes commented by phone that the committee has met twice and is just trying to get its arms around the scope of the problems at the EDA, and that all options, including selling Superior National, are on the table.
On Tuesday, Cook County Commissioners heard the story behind the federal rejection of an application to partially fund fiber optic service in the county. The Fiber Optic Network Commission report offered suggestions to the board on what's next and how to proceed. Arrowhead Electric Cooperative's CEO Don Stead was at the meeting to talk about the cooperative's current broadband direction and the status of their efforts. According to Stead, Arrowhead is poised to pursue funding as part of a second round of federal broadband stimulus grants. To hear a full interview with Don Stead and Arrowhead's pursuit of broadband, go to WTIP.org. According to the county's Information Systems Director, Dana McKenzie, the Fiber Optic Commission continues to, quote, track what's happening with the rapidly changing broadband picture. Right now, she said, after assessing all of our options, it looks like an Arrowhead application is the best chance for our community to move forward on this issue. The commission recommended to the board that they support Arrowhead's Round 2 application, which commissioners agreed to. In a related story, District 6A Representative David Dill has introduced a bill in the House that would allow a county to construct a new telephone exchange if authorized by a majority of those voting at a general or special election. The law has for years required a 65% majority to pass. In addition, the bill defines a municipality to include a county that, as of January 1st, has passed a county sales tax for the purpose, among other things, of funding the construction of a countywide high-speed communications infrastructure network. Senator Tom Bach has a companion bill introduced in the Senate. Cook County Commissioner Bob Fenwick says he likes the idea of changing the vote to a simple majority of voters and went to St. Paul to testify in its favor. But that's not what happened. Fenwick said there was an amendment offered at that time to change the bill from being a bill that would lower that threshold for the entire state to single out Cook County. I can only surmise, he said, legislators Bach and Dill had discussions with citizens from the area who were advocating for Cook County in order to use telephone funds in our county. Fenwick continued, that's my only conclusion because that request was not made from the county itself. While he supports local high-speed internet, Fenwick sees the bill as singling out Cook County to the exclusion of other counties, and that's not acceptable and not in the spirit of the legislation. He said, I would not favor that. That was not the issue I was asked to go down and testify on. Fenwick continued, and if Cook County is put into a position to bring this issue forward and jeopardize the other counties in the state, no, I don't want any part of that. Fenwick has asked both Dill and Bach to drop their bills. In the end, the point may be moot. Dill's version of the bill requires counties seeking to establish a municipal telecommunications exchange to have received federal funding from the Rural Utilities Service Broadband Initiatives. That's the very funding Cook County failed to secure just 2 weeks ago.
Six tourism groups have joined together to lead a countywide effort to market Cook County. The new organization is called the Cook County Visitors Bureau and will become official on May 1st. The new countywide entity, led by a board with membership from each of the individual tourism areas, will represent all Cook County tourism efforts as well as strengthen the member tourism areas' individual identities. The six organizations are Cook County Events and Visitors Bureau, Grand Marais Area Tourism Association, Lutz and Tofte Tourism Association, the Gunflint Trail Association, Grand Portage Tourism, and Lutz and Mountains Ski Area. According to Sally Nankaville, Executive Director of the Lutz and Tofte Tourism Association and Managing Director of the Cook County Events and Visitors Bureau, the combined effort reflects the need to provide a coordinated marketing approach to attract visitors to Cook County while increasing efficiency and better leveraging budgets and personnel. Nankaville said each of the individual tourism entities will stay intact to aid in annual planning, participate in local issues, set priorities, and elect board representation to the new Cook County Visitors Bureau. According to Charles Skinner, chair of the Cook County Visitors Bureau, planning for the new countywide tourism entity has been underway for the past several months, but it only became a reality after each individual tourism group officially voted in favor of the merger.
Sentence to Serve is a program used statewide to reduce jail time through community service work. Cook County's jail system does not house full-time prisoners, which means without STS, all offenders would need to be housed out of county. At Tuesday's county board meeting, commissioners learned that Governor Tim Pawlenty has proposed cutting the program, which would in effect cut over 50 STS crew leaders, including Cook County's Gary Jorgensen. According to Sheriff Mark Falk, losing STS would significantly increase the county's cost for housing and transporting prisoners. He also said that in the case of offenders in drug or alcohol treatment programs, moving them out of the county would move them away from critical support often provided by friends and family. According to Jorgensen, the state funds 50% of STS and the county picks up the other half. Without state support, Cook County would have to pay the total cost of the program or drop it. Jorgensen gave the board a list of dozens of STS projects done in state parks and DNR forestry, wildlife, and fisheries programs, as well as many projects in support of local governments and nonprofits. The county board decided to write a letter in support of the STS program.
For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kara Thomas.